Mr. Krabs.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, good, good. How are you?
$300 should be your new name, bud.
Yeah.
What to do with $300 a day?
But fortunately, we are the landlord.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Hot 87.7.
We didn't get your name.
My name is Tafadzwa.
Tafadzwa. Okay, Tafadzwa. Congratulations to you. Enjoy your money.
Thank you so much.
Ah, $300 US.
Yeah. No, just for them.
Just for them. You know
what I mean?
The Driver's Challenge. Covered by professional insurers.
Pineapple on my tongue,
like a sunshine lady.
Gonna tell her be a killer
on that orange lemonade.
Yeah, that orange got me moving.
Feel sprayed that way.
Everybody should be happy now, just you and me.
Just juice, better together. A product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The news at 12 hours, the headlines: APAC calls for the suspension of ministers and Solicitor General under investigation. ZAM criticizes renewal of emergency electricity tariffs. And in an international news, Badenoch says she is no longer identified as Nigerian.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on President Haka and Ichilema to suspend ministers and the Solicitor General under investigations by the Anti-Corruption Commission. APAC Executive Director Solomon Goma said this will facilitate for the smooth investigations against individuals under probe. Mr. Ngoma said while in opposition, President Ichilema promised Zambians that individuals appearing before law enforcement agencies over corruption allegations should be suspended to allow the agencies to do their job without intimidation. He notes that the suspension of the Solicitor General and Cabinet Ministers under investigation would be a crucial step in this direction. President Ichilema can reassure Zambians that his administration is serious about fighting corruption and upholding the rule of law.
By taking such action, His Excellency President Haka Ndeti Rema can reassure Zambians and the international community that his administration is serious about the fight in corruption and upholding the rule of law. IPAC believes that this move would be in line with the President's previous statements and would help to restore public trust in the government and corruption efforts. It is imperative that the fight against corruption is accompanied by fact-based evidence of dropping those who are committing corruption in this administration. The public expects tangible results and concrete actions, not just statements.
The Zambia Council for Social Development has urged the NGOs in the WASH sector to take interest in the proposed NGO bill. ZCSD Executive Director Liam Itaba has warned that it would severely impact the independence and functioning of civil society organizations across the country. Speaking during a learning event held in Siavunga District, Ms. Mitaba has cautioned that the bill introduces excessive regulations that may overwhelm smaller NGOs, limit grassroots operations, and discourage community participation. She also called for meaningful consultation with the civil society sector in shaping legislation that affects their work.
So if you look at Zambia not having an NGO law that guarantees good
fed. It means that you might potentially have reduced donor confidence. Donors prefer an enabling environment that respects human rights, transparency, and operational independence of NGOs. The NGO Act imposes extensive registration, reporting, and government control requirements, raising fears of politicization and interference. From the time that we publicly rejected that deal, I think that started with one organization, then other organizations came on board. This issue was flagged to the EU Global Fighting Facility.
University of Zambia senior law lecturer Dr. O'Brien Kaba has warned that the proposed NGO bill could be used to centralize control over civil society and restrict independent operations.
To operate, you need a license. When you try, it's also empowered to reject applications for a license. So it's not automatic that your license will be given or renewed. Then a license will be valid for 5 years, so every five years after renewing. Your license, so you don't necessarily agree with the patient. So the idea is that your existence could be anchored in one law, for example, under partner, but if your license is not renewed, then you can't operate as an NGO. And then the registrar has expensive power to cancel licenses. There's also a requirement to punish government with financial records.
The Zambia National Blood Transfusion Service has recorded a decline in complaints from patients regarding the sale of blood by private health facilities. ZNVTS Medical Director Dr. Joseph Mulenga has attributed the reduction to ongoing communication and public sensitization campaign efforts. Dr. Mulenga has explained that these efforts are focused on educating the public that blood is not for sale and should be provided free of charge to patients in need. He has reaffirmed ZNBT's commitment to promoting voluntary blood donation and ensuring equitable access to safe blood nationwide in view of rising demand in both public and private health institutions.
There's been a reduction in the number of cases. I think maybe the sensitization has worked. It's not as frequent as it was in the past. So there have been quite some improvements, I must say. If silence is a sign of improvement, sensitization and the information that is reaching the public.
Agriculture Climate Action Foundation has called for the adoption of regenerative agriculture practices that promote soil health, enhance biodiversity and restore ecosystems among farmers in the country. Organization Executive Director Dr. Oliver Volaya said farmers should embrace climate-smart agricultural techniques, which includes implementing minimum tillage, practicing crop rotation, retaining crop residues, and integrating agroforestry into their farming systems. Dr. Volaya has since commended the 2025 Agriculture and Commercial Show for selecting a vital theme that highlights the urgent need for discussions on climate change mitigation and adaptation. He said it is essential to rethink the agricultural systems and operations considering the profound shifts in weather patterns caused by climate change.
It is essential for us to rethink our agriculture systems and operations considering the profound shifts in weather patterns caused by climate change. On the commercial side, there is also need to innovate and promote products that are eco-friendly. Climate change is not just a distant threat, it has fundamentally altered our environment, leading to unpredictable precipitation and extreme weather events. These variabilities we are experiencing are significant, causing significant challenges for the agricultural sector.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has expressed concern over the recent renewal of emergency electricity tariffs, describing the move as unsettling and poorly timed for the industrial sector. ZAM President Ashu Saga has stated that the decision made without consultation has disrupted pricing structures for manufacturers already grappling with high production costs and energy insecurity. He said the tariffs initially introduced to cover imported power appears no longer justified given improvements in hydroelectric generation and the rollout of solar installations. Mr. Sagar said,